We are on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis 39b. We're going back to the Mishnah here. The Mishnah had told us a couple of differences between Onus and Mefata, or Nanusa and Mefutza, to be more specific, the woman, the victim. So it says, Onus Shosaba Tzitzo, that she is, I think this is like a figurative phrase, right? That she is obligated to marry, the one who is raped is supposed to get married, even if he doesn't want to. And once he gets married, he can't divorce her. But the seducer, is that the right word? The seducer.
Yeah.
The one who did the seducing is not chayav to marry her, but can. But then once they get married, they can get divorced, and she can't stop it. So basically, the one who's seduced is obviously has less leverage than the one who's raped. But again, hard for us to have the sensitivities for this type of thing in general. But Amar li Rava mi parzekya l'rav. What?
Rav Ashi.
I only have Rav.
That's.
Oh, my text is wrong.
Oh.
One text here on the Gemara test says Rav Ashi, and one of them in the transliterated interlinear explanation doesn't have Rav Ashi. Interesting. Let's see if I go. Michti, Migbar Gamri Mahadade. So now that we've seen that Onus and Mefata learn halachos one from the other, right? We talked about it in Derech Shavah that connects the two. Why don't we learn these halachos also in terms of the one who can't get married, or the one who has to get married, the one who can't get divorced? When it comes to the seducer, it says, Yimaharena lo. Lo midato. That lo means that he's involved in the situation, he doesn't just get forced into it. Okay. Kesa shosabasi, so. So what does it mean? What is that phrase literally? She eats from her container? What is it?
From his pot.
From his pot. Okay. It's a weird way to say it. But basically, she that he is obligated to support her and marry her, etc. So the Gemara says, how is it that he has to? What's the forced nature of it? So the Mishnah said that if he finds something with her which is problematic, even if it's on a halachic level, so then... Oh, this must be something else. Meaning the Mishnah had said that she eats from his pot, but if there's a problem with the exception is if there's a problem with her, so then he doesn't have to. He doesn't have that obligation. Move back to the Mishnah. Make sure I'm saying that right. Yeah, this was a separate statement in the Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah had said that he is obligated to marry her in a rape case, even if she has this deformity or this deficiency, so then he still has to marry her. But if she has a halachic deficiency, the status of someone who is related to him, and therefore they get not deficiency on her own, but sort of just they can't get married, or she's part of one of the other nations that you're not allowed to marry, so then you're not allowed to get married. You don't have to get married to her. I don't know. It sounds almost like you can't maintain the marriage, but you should get married first. Okay, I don't know. Says the Gemara, Amar Kana Amarisa Lashmata Kamed Rav Zvid Minarida. And we said this halacha over to him and said that he doesn't get married to her in these cases. So Nesi Asav Inichalosase. Why? Maybe the pasuk Velosi Elisha, that he has an obligation to get married to her, should push away the losase of not getting married to her. So Amar Lee, so he said to me, Reb Zvid, on my question, right? So they asked this question to Reb Zvid from Narada, and they said, Hech Amrinan, it is impossible to fulfill the mitzvah asay without also violating the law of al-hacha, but in this case, he amras lo baina, if she says she doesn't want to do it, me say lasik klal. Meaning we already said, this is on yesterday's daf, that she can push off the marriage, he can't, but she can. So in that case, there's no mitzvah at all. Meaning, when is there an aseh docheh lo taseh? When the only way you can ever do the aseh is if you also violate the lo taseh. When the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah is to also violate the prohibition. In this case, however, there is no mitzvah unless she wants it. So all we do is say, okay, you don't want it. Right? Just say you don't want it because you're not allowed to marry this guy. And therefore, there's no mitzvah and you don't violate the prohibition. Okay. In the case of Bris Mila and Taras, obviously, if the Taras is in that spot of the Bris Mila, how does that happen? And theologically, okay, we're not getting into it. But the point is that there's only one way to do the Mila and there's only one way to get rid of the Taras. It's the same way. So you have no other option. You can't say, I don't want a Bris Mila. You have to have a Bris Mila. That's not a mitzvah that's up to you. But this mitzvah is up to her. Okay, says the Mishnah. New Mishnah. Yisoma, an orphan girl, she doesn't have a father at least, or Shinis Arsav and Iskarsha, or a girl who was betrothed and then got divorced from that betrothal.
I don't think it's or. I think it's an orphan who was.
Okay. I'm not sure about that.
That's how I scroll.
All right. So I think the Mishnah is going to talk about it. But basically, it's a woman who a girl or a woman whose father is not in the picture, and that can be accomplished either through orphan, being orphaned, or that she got married and then divorced. Okay, and then somebody raped her or seduced her. So then Rabbi Elazar Omer, ha'ones chayav ha'mefata pate. So the one who rapes is still obligated the monetary payment, and the seducer is not chayav anymore. This is presumably based on the fact that there is no father that has jurisdiction over her, something like that. Okay, let's see in the Gemara. That Rabbi Elazar holds that there's a difference between rape and seduction based on the shita of Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, the Amar, because Rabbi Akiva had said in the Mishnah Lamed Ches, which was Shabbos' Daf, that a girl who was betrothed and then got divorced, she still gets the monetary payment, and she gets it herself. It doesn't go to her father because it's no longer that she's under his auspices. Once she was betrothed and divorced, so she was technically under that guy's auspices, and then when she gets divorced, she's an independent woman. So the kenas la'atma means basically when she gets seduced, that's also on her own accord. She got seduced. She wasn't being forced into it to the same extent because now she's her own independent woman, and therefore she's not deserving of that payment anymore. Father's not deserving of it. So Mimai, how do you know that Rabbi Elazar holds just like that Rabbi Elazar's shita in the Mishnah is through that shita Rabbi Akiva? Mi tiktani yisoma, because the Mishnah said an orphan. Rabbi Elazar Omer Ha'ones Chayev V'Hamefata Pater. Yisoma Pshita. If she's an orphan, of course she'd be Pater. So who are you going to give the money to in the first place? That's what it's saying. And the fact that she was seduced, I think there's an element of her willingness in this situation. So therefore, there's no kenas. Elaha kamashmal. Rather, must be teaching us like this: the na'arash and arsav and garsha, a woman who was betrothed and then divorced. Ki yisoma. That's where it comes in. That the orphan and the divorced betrothed woman are the same. Ma yisoma l'atzma. Just like the orphan, the money goes to herself. Af na'arash nishin es arsav and garsha l'atzma. So too, it goes to her in the other case also. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about two different types of girls. One girl is like Rabbi Akiva, one is like a different, not like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, it's not necessarily the case, he's just holding the Rabbi Akiva. But in both cases, Knesset Latzma, in the sense that Rabbi Akiva said it. Although Rabbi Akiva only talked about this arsev in its gash case, if I remember. Either way. So Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbi Amar Rabba Abar Shila, Amar Rabbi Hamnuna, Saba Amar Rabbi Hamnuna Saba, Amar Rabbi Adabar Haba Amar Rab, Halak Rabbi Elazar, we pass on Rabbi Elazar. That either one of these girls, there's a payment for rape, but there's not a payment for seduction. And the money goes to her. Kari Rav Aled Rabbi Elazar, Tuvyana Dechakima, Dechakime. He is the most praised of all of the wise men, because he was wise enough to choose Rabbi Akiva's shita to base his own shita on. Okay, apparently there was machlokes before on that, the statement of Rabbi Akiva, that there was a different statement of Rabbi Akiva, that he changed his mind or something. Okay. New Mishnah. Ezev Boshes, what is the payment for embarrassment that the rape or the seducer would have to pay? Hakol lefi hamavayish hamisbayish. It's all based on the person who's doing the embarrassing and the one who is being embarrassed. I assume the Gemara is going to talk about that. Okay. Pigam, which is another one of the payments. How do you translate pigam? Disgrace?
That's your depreciation.
Okay, depreciation.
Which, in American, you know, it's an accounting phrase in America. Like it's...
Oh, depreciation, that's
yeah,
it's a
yeah, so it just
like,
seems very weird to see
it's
it.
Like the human dignity depreciation.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. So Gemara says, Roanosa. So you look at her. You look at her as if she's a woman being sold in the market. How much was she? Could she have been sold for? What was her monetary value before? And now how much is she right now? Again, obviously not a sensitivity that we have.
I was going to say, that in and of itself is a humiliation. But.
Yeah, but there are some communities that talk about that. So kinas shavuchol adam, that monetary payment is the same for everybody. That I think we said gemara basulos says whatever. I think that was established as fixy whatever. So the gemara v'chol davar v'chol sheyesh lo kitzum in haTorah shavuchol adam, any measurement that has a set monetary value, so that's never going to change regardless of the characters in the episode. So the gemara v'ema chamish mislan amar achmanu mikol milay. Why don't we just say 50 sela, and maybe that includes all of the payments. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Yomru Baal Mas Malachim Chamishim, Baal Bas Hadjotos Chamishim. Are you going to tell me? They'll say, or they'll ask, they'll wonder, how could it be that the woman, the princess, is worth the same amount as the commoner? Right, because there has to be some differentiation. So Amar Rabbi, if that's true, Gavi Eved Nami, when it comes to a servant also. Kesef, what Pasuk says, Im Eved Yigach Hashor O Ama. Kesef, Shloshim Shkalim Yitein Adonav. Nav. If the slave damages the animal?
No, slave is killed by the animal.
Oh, it's one of those plukim that's like backwards. If a servant, an animal gored, so then you have to pay for the value of the servants. So it says Yomru Eved Nokev Margolios Shloshim Eved Osa Masa Machat Shloshim. You would think that the servant that makes pearls is deserving of the same monetary payment than the Eved who makes needle. But that's not true. Something like that. Is that, did I understand that right?
No. So it's saying here,
it's telling us that they are the same?
Yeah. That here, you know, there is a differentiation between what they're doing, and yet, there's still just a standard 30 shekel fine.
So by the woman, they do that, but by the eved, they don't do that. I think that's what we're saying. Yeah, I think that's what we're saying. Before, Rabbi Zeir was claiming that by different types of women, you have different types of payments, because if not, so then different, very different women, the princess and the regular woman, so they'd have the same one, that can't be. So that's what Rabbi Zeir said. Now, Abaye comes to say, yeah, but why don't we don't say, but he's basically saying, we don't say that by the eved, right? So why we could say a similar thing. The one who makes this is so much is the same as the one who makes that. Right? So that's basically the Gemara. So Elamar Rabbi Zeir says, yeah, you're right. Ilu ba'u alashnayim, if two people came and raped her, is that what it's saying? Ech kedarka vechashul kedarka. They had intercourse with her in two different ways, the two men. Yomru ba'al shalema. Chamishim ba'al peguma chamishim. What does this mean?
So, I mean, it's talking the method in which they...
Right, I get that part, but I'm saying...
And so they're saying, are they saying that the fine for that is the same?
But it seems like there's some chronology here, right? Yomru Baal Shalema and then Baal Paguma. I think what it's saying is the one who first has the intercourse is the one who really depreciates her value. And then the second one also depreciates, but not as much. Because the second one is not, you know, breaking her hymen or anything. Right? The first one took away the virginity.
So the second violator who had natural relations after she was subject to unnatural relations.
Oh, that's what it's saying. Okay, so either way. Okay. But the first one is the one we're saying has to pay more, right? Either way. Yeah, I think so. So basically, the question is the same reasoning, which is that the monetary payment should be different based on the level of, I guess, what's the word? The level of depreciation that you cause, or the level of
humiliation.
So that's right. So Rabbi Zeir is not using, but he's basically just using a different metaphor, right? It's not about the status of the woman as much as it is about the act of the man. How destructive is the act of the man? So Amar Li Abaye, Ihach, that's true. Gavri Evanami Yomru Eved Bari Shloshim Eved Mukay Shchin Shloshim. I don't know why they had to change it. This is also about the person themselves, that the ox that gores a completely healthy eved should pay much more than the ox that gores a less valuable eved. This is just like I think it's a figurative phrase, but someone who's full of boils. So, but we don't do that, right? There's a set 30 shekel value. Ela Abai Amarkra. Says it's not a svar. It's not a logical thing. It's a pasuk. Tachas asher ina. By the fact that you tortured her. Hani tachas asher ina mechvad diika boshes subagam. It implies through that there is other payments for humiliation and depreciation. Okay, I'm not 100% sure why that means that everybody gets paid different amounts. I think what it's saying is, originally we asked the question, why don't we just say 50 is the number that includes everything? Right, when the pasuk says you pay 50, so then That's inclusive. That's the full price. So we say no because of the drasha. Tachas asher ina. There's a payment for the ina part, the inoy part, and then you have also things beyond that. Tachas asher ina. Right. The pasuk says chamishim kesef velosti alisha tachas asher ina. The 50, you pay the 50, you marry her because of what you did. So the marry because of what you did, because of the torture the suffering you caused. So that is going back on the 50 also, and therefore in the rest is something else besides that 50. So Rava Amar Kra, Vinas Anisha Shchivim Avin Ara Chamishim Kasef, Hanas Shechiva Chamishim Chamishim, Nechadik Voshes Begam. Right, the fact that it says Vachin Eish Hashochiv Ima Chamishim Kasef. The Shechiva itself causes the 50, but there are other things that cause other things. Ve'ema L'dida, maybe what it means there is you pay directly to her. When it comes to the other ones, right? So we're saying basically like this. We're saying that you have to pay 50. The pasuk says you pay 50. But now we're using the pasuk to teach us that you pay 50 for this, but for other things you pay more. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. If you're not learning the pasuk, if you're not learning the other things from this pasuk where it says lavi and hara, so then maybe the other things, boshen and bekam, maybe the humiliation, the depreciation payments, those don't go to the father; it goes to her directly. So the Gemara says, no, amakra bin ura beisavia kol shevach nura lavia. A different pasuk that basically says that anything that is owed to her, it goes to the father while she is still a ne'uraha, kol shavach ne'uraha, anything that brings money for her age, stuff like that. V'yol ha'adam rev hunam arav minayin shmasa abas laviyah. How do you know that anything that the girl does goes to the father? Sh'nemar v'chim kor ishas bitol yama ma'ama ma'aseyadeh la'araba abas ma'aseyadeh la'aviyah. Just like a maidservant's deed reflects back to the master, so to a daughter's reflects back to the father. So lamali, why do you need that? Typically, me binu rabbi savia. You just told me that binu rabbi savia says that anything she has goes to the father while she's in ara. So why would Rav Huna Amar Rav? Why would he need a separate drasha for that then? You just told me that elahi pa'faras nidar hu dechsev. That's by annulling her vows, that the father has jurisdiction over the girl's vows. He can nullify them. Why don't you say you can learn it out from vows, that just like vows are registered from the father, so to anything that she does, any monetary benefits she brings to the home, so it goes to the father also. Why don't you learn it out? We don't learn a mamon payment from an iser payment. Hilchos Nedarim is called Isurin, right? There's no monetary value connected to that. There could be money involved. There's no monetary value in the sense that the vow itself is not a monetary issue. It's really an Isur issue. You committed to doing something, now you're violating something. So you can nullify that violation, or nullify that which will cause the violation, but it's a violation issue, a prohibition issue. So you can't learn out monetary issues from prohibition issues. So Gemara says, "V'chit heimaneilus miknasa." Let us learn out from the knas aspect, right? The monetary payment that you do for the actual intercourse goes to the father. So let's say this also you can learn out from the father. So Gemara says, "Also mamon miknasa lefino." We don't learn out money from knas. Mamon is a payment, and knas is a penalty. So for instance, like boshes and pegam, it's like reimbursement more than anything else. It's reimbursement as opposed to the 50 for the rape. We're not putting the value on the act.
The difference between compensatory and punitive.
Exactly. Yeah, the kanas is punitive. We're saying you are supposed to pay back because you did something wrong, and for the wrongness you're paying, not for any reimbursement of any specific thing, as opposed to compensatory. So then you're paying something back that you messed up. Says the Gemara, El Mistabra Davia Have. Really, it makes sense that it goes to the father. The Ibai El Master Love Illuminuva Umukashkin. Because if he wanted to, the father could give her over to some other. So the basic, the svar is that he has in his capacity to send her away to any type of person to get married. So therefore, he also gets the payment for these types of things because he's the one that's responsible for her marriage, something like that. Tegam, again, not something.
Yeah, no, understood.
Tegam, Rona, Sakili, Shivchanim, Keres. The way we evaluate her worth is based on what she would be sold in the marketplace, not that she actually would be. So, Hechi Shaimin, how do we make that judgment call? We don't actually do that. We look at what a person is willing to pay for a general maidservant who is a virgin versus not a virgin. So what does it matter? The guy wants someone to wash his dishes. So what does it matter whether she's a virgin? A woman who has had intercourse versus not, whether or not he would marry her off to, how much he would pay to marry her off to his servant. What does he care? So the Eved Sheish Lo L'Rabo Koras Ruach Himenu, for a servant who has a particular emotional connection to his servant, a master has a connection to his servant and wants the best type of girl for him, so that's who we're going to judge the value for. Okay, interesting. How much is he willing to pay for this versus that? How do you judge what's an emotional connection to your servant? I don't know. I feel this is just like a never-ending analysis. Says the Mishnah, I met a girl over Shabbos. She's a social worker. I said, oh, what do you do? Like, who do you, help? And she said, oh, actually, I'm not actually a real social worker. I just go and I evaluate homeless people who have HIV to make sure they really have it so they can get housing benefits. So where's it? How do you, evaluate that? She's like, yeah, it's a lot of rubber stamping. Okay, so you're also like, well, I don't know, how do you evaluate a person who has an affinity for his servants? Like, who's going to determine how much he loves the servant and then thereby determine whether or not you pay this or that? That's a tough one. Says the Mishnah, Komakam Shiesh Mecher, any place where there is some kind of Mecher, a sale, meaning that the father could sell her off.
Here, there is a law of sale.
Oh, she was already sold off.
Oh, okay, so thus the Mishnah statement, in every place where there is a right of sale, essentially means as long as the girl is a minor.
Oh. Okay, komakom sheyesh mecher, any time that the girl could be sold off, in kenas. So then there's no punitive payment. Okay, komakom sheyesh kenas, ein mecher. Oh, we saw this phrase before. I feel like we quoted it once. Yeah, chav tesem et al, we quoted this a couple weeks ago. So anytime we have one, you have the other. I think we had a machlokas about this. Ketana yesh ma mecher ve'ein la kenas. A girl, a young girl, so she has the ability to be sold off, and she does not get this payment. Nara Yeshla Kanaska Imla Mechar, a girl, however, who has already matured to have some Simane Naris, she has already hit some kind of level of puberty. So she has a penalty, but she does not get sold. Right, because she's already mature enough that she thinks on her own, or she's an independent woman. You can't just sell her. Habogeres ein la lo mecher v'lo knas, and a girl who's fully matured, so then she does not get sold or get a knas. I'll have to explain what this means. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav says in the Gemara, Zudi Rav Yemer. That's Rav Yemer. Right, we saw this. This is a machlokas. Avachacham omer yesh la knas v'makom mecher. There is such a penalty when there's time that you could still sell it for a katana. Ketan, how do you know the bride says ketan b'asyom echad v'yashes habishtei saros? From the time she's one day old until she comes to two hairs, meaning she hits puberty, yesh l'mechav ve'im l'kenas. She can be sold, but she doesn't get penalties for being as a victim of a rape. Mishet habishtei saros v'ashti tibager. when she's in the Nara stage, she's not fully matured. So then Yesh Lekanas Vein Lemecher. She gets the penalty of the penalty payment, but not the, she doesn't get sold. Rebbe Meir, that's all. Rebbe Meir, Shai Rebbe Meir, Omer, Chomak Shesh Mecher Yom Kanas, Chomak Shesh Kanas, E Mecher, that's our Mishnah. Chomer, Ketana, Bashal Shanu Yom Echad, when the Ketana is at least 3 years old, Yashe Tibagir, all the way through Nara, until she becomes fully matured, she always gets these penalty payments. Even while she also is a Mecher, she also could be sold. So Kanas in Mecher Lo. So maybe the Gemara says the Gemara, maybe when the Chacham say she gets the penalty, it means she gets the penalty to the exclusion of being sold. So the Gemara says, no, Lo, Ema, Af Kanas Mecher Mecher. What it means is she gets both. Amr, so that's the time during the reason for every mayor that you say only one, not the other, Mishu exclusive. Amr Kara. The pasuk says, Velo Sielu Isha, Vimahava Atzma Hakas Medaber. Lo Sihye Isha. The word siyeh is an interesting word. It means that there's a certain existence to her. Only a woman who is able to be married from her own volition, from her own free will, that's the woman that we're saying gets this payment. So this woman, lo siyeh li'isha, a woman who can get married, which is an ara, that's when she can get the kanas penalty. But someone who can't get married, meaning she's entirely under the jurisdiction of her father to be sold or to collect this payment, so it's one or the other. You only get the kanas. You only get the mech. You don't get kanas. Rabbanan and the chachamim. How do you understand this pasuk? Amar Yishakish, Amar Kra, Nara. The word Nara without the hay. Afilu ketan b'mashma. It's a different type of Nara. It's not a categorical Nara of a woman who started. He started hitting puberty and wasn't yet fully matured. It's not that kind of woman. It's Nara without the hay, meaning even. A young girl who's not yet to that stage of Na'aris, of 12 years old, whatever it might be. Says the Gemara, Shema, Rav Papa, Bered Rav Yochanan mi Beit Klochis. Okay, so this Rav Papa, the son of Rav Chanan from Beit Klochis. Azal Amar Kamed Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. He went, this Rav Papa, and said it in front of Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. So Amar Lei, he said back, Atun Ahamas Nitzula. Did you learn this halacha of Rish Lakish? We learned it from something else. We learned it about something else. Amar Rish Lakish, Hamosi Shemra al Katana. Pasar, someone who gives a bad reputation to a young girl who's so young, she's not even like thinking for herself. So then Pasar, Shnambar Vinasnavavi Nara, Nara Malay Tiberakasav. The Pasuk has a Nara with the hay. The full hay means she's a full, already hit puberty girl. As opposed to anyone younger than that. Maskev Rav Adavar Ahava, Tamas, that's Rachman and Nara. Halav, Hachi, Havmuna, Fila Kitana. If it wouldn't have written the word Nara with the hay, so I would have said even someone who's younger. So Gemara says, wait a second. The Haksi, Vim, Amas, Hayah, Adavar, Azalon, and Subasulu, Nara. If it's true about her lack of virginity, for the Nara, meaning the woman who's younger than 12, the Hotziu, Es Hanara, Pesach Beis Avius Kalua. And we will, oh, this is by Melchizedek Shemra. She actually did have, not just a bad reputation, but her reputation was true, that she had committed adultery, even though she was younger. That's what it sounds like from the Drasha. We're saying that the word Na'ara without a hay means even a girl who's younger than 12. So that's this case. It says Na'ara without a hay. I think it's a statement. That the girl... Give it a rhetorical question.
Right. Yes.
Is this girl a person? This girl is not a person who's obligated in prohibitions. So it can't be that we take out a girl because it's a Nara. It means even less than 12 years old. A girl who's less than 12 years old, we take her out and we stone her. Obviously, a lot of things have to happen in order for that to happen. But Ella Kanara, rather, by Moshe Shemra, when it says that Nara, I feel like it's kind of a mashma. What does that mean? Mr. Shemer is different. Meaning, Mr. Shemer had the word Nara with a hay already. So that whole parsha is only talking about a woman who is already 12 years old. But everything else, everywhere else, we're the only word referencing the girl is Nara without a hay, So then you know that that halacha is only for, is even for a younger girl. But by the Motzi Shemer case, you're right, when there are consequences like stoning, so it said the word Nara with a hey, and therefore we apply that to all other cases, all other situations that that episode talks about, where it would only be applied to a girl who is already matured and thereby responsible for her actions because she is Bas Onchin, as we say. Okay, Shkayach, we'll pick up in the mission tomorrow.